I've got a question. This is odd one out. You've got to work out who is the odd one out. Okay, who you think would most qualify for a running race. We've got this lady. Her name is Katarina Johnson Thompson. Okay. She is a British woman. She does a thing called the heptathlon. Then this lady called Keely Hodgkinson. Okay. And then this man who's he's USA. He's called Noah Lyles. He won the 100 meters. And then this man. Okay, which one do you think is the odd one out and who might not qualify for the race? Yes, you. Mr. French Fries. I mean, really, he is not going to qualify for the race, is he? Nah. But do you know, it takes athletes so much hard work to even get to the Olympics. To qualify, they started qualifying for the Olympics 2 years ago. And even before that, they did years and years of training and practice, and all they were focused on was getting to the Olympics and then winning gold. The best, my new favorite sport is this. This is Toby Roberts. And this is called bouldering. And he's only 19. And he won a gold at the Olympics. And it's an amazing sport. Incredible as they climb up, hanging just by their hands. But you know, many didn't make it. Many couldn't run fast enough, or jump high enough, or cycle fast enough, and they didn't qualify. That there were others, though, who got to the Olympics and then were disqualified. This man was running for Great Britain. His name is Jeremiah Azu. And, you know, he left the starting blocks a quarter of a second too fast. In fact, less than a quarter. In fact, it was less than a tenth of a second too fast. And so he was disqualified. Or this man. He is called Luke Greenbank, and he was a swimmer. And he swam just a little bit too far under the water and didn't come up. And therefore, he was disqualified. How disappointing do you think that must have been? It must have been so disappointing. You've got to the Olympics, and then for a little mistake, you're disqualified. Now, yesterday, we discovered that Jesus is the king. Do you remember? And we saw that Jesus is the king, and that running the race with Jesus is living with Jesus as our king, knowing Jesus and being friends with Jesus. And that's the race of what the race of living with Jesus is, okay? But the question is who can get into the race? Who will qualify for that race? Will you qualify for it? Well, maybe we think we should qualify. Maybe we think, yeah, do you know, I should get a place in this. The race that we're living with Jesus as King, I should get a place. Or maybe you worry that you haven't done enough or you're not good enough and therefore you're not going to qualify and that Jesus won't want you in his race. Well, that is what the story that Granny told, or the story that Jesus told that Granny told us about. And it was said to people who definitely think that they are good enough. Okay, we had, here we are, forgot. So our question we're looking at is, who qualifies for the race? We had two people, they both went to the temple, and they both talked to God. They prayed. This was the first man. Here he is. This is Mr. Pharisee. Okay, there he is. Okay. He is a religious leader, and he's very important, and he would have been thought of as being very good. Everyone would have looked up to him and thought, he's a respectable man. And he then prays. Can anyone remember what he prayed about? Yes. Yeah, well done. He prayed about himself, didn't he? And he said, thank you, God, I'm not like other people. I'm not greedy, I'm not dishonest, I'm not unfaithful to my wife, and I'm certainly not like him, pointing to the other man in the temple. He compares himself to others and says, I'm really good. Compared to them, I'm all right. Now, I have some t-shirts here. Would you be happy wearing this t-shirt?
No.
Why not?
Because it's dirty.
Because it's dirty. How about if the other t-shirt you were going to wear was this one?
No.
No. It is more dirty, isn't it? It is a lot more dirty. Let's hang our t-shirts here. And when you look at this one looks almost clean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what the Pharisee was doing. When he looked at other people, he thought, I look quite good compared to them. I'm not as bad as them. And he thought, well, that's good then, isn't it? I'm all right. But then, he hadn't finished by then. He then decided, he then prayed and told God about how good he was. Do you remember? He said, I am so good. Look at how well I am doing. I fast twice a week. That means he doesn't eat for a day in a week. And he gives a tenth of all his money. He was thinking, God should be so pleased with me. I am so good. But the question is God really pleased with us or this Pharisee because of all the good things we do? Maybe you think that is the sort of person that God is pleased with. Maybe that's what you even get taught at sometimes. Maybe you think, well, I'm not a bad person. I'm not as bad as them. I'm quite kind and I help people. I'm not as bad as that child in the school. They're really naughty. I mean, I am good compared to them. Maybe you think, well, I've come to holiday club. I must qualify for the race. I'm nice to others at school. And I even read my Bible sometimes. So you look at yourself and you think, I must qualify for the race. Do we think that is the sort of person who can run the race with Jesus as king? Is the race for people who are good? Well, before we find out, there was another man in the temple. Do you remember? He was the tax collector. Yes, that's right. Well done. Here is the tax collector. And he was in the temple. Well, he's a tax collector, and he knows he's not good. He knows he can't qualify for the race. He's done so much bad. He's stolen money. He's cheated people. How on earth can he qualify for the race with Jesus? And so this man stands in the corner and he won't even look up. He looks at the floor. It's almost like he's trying to hide. He feels so bad and so ashamed. Now, I think we've all felt like that a bit. When you're caught doing something wrong, do you want to look at the person who's talking to you? How many times do your parents have to say to you, look at me while I'm talking to you? Because we all do the same. When we know we've done wrong, we want to hide. We don't want anyone to see us. Because it's that horrible feeling of realizing we've been found out. But this man, he knows he can't hide it, even though he wants to hide. Because he does something really amazing and surprising. Even though he feels really bad, he talks to God. And he says, God, I have ignored you. I have wanted you to shove off. I wanted to be in charge. And I didn't want to do what you said. He was saying, I am so bad. And he then says, God, please forgive me. This man is asking God to forgive him. Can this man, who has done so much wrong, be the sort of person who's going to qualify for the race with Jesus? Well, shall we find out? At the end of the story, Jesus said one of these men was right with God. And one of these men was not right with God. One of these men is going to qualify and one is not. Okay, so let's find out. Do you know, it's like the end of a race. When there's been heats in a race, and who's going to get into the final? And you have to wait to find out who was the quickest and who was going to get in to the final race. Well, let's find out who qualifies for God's race, okay? So let's have a drum roll. Tap your knees, that's it. Drum roll, are you ready? The Pharisee does not qualify for God's race. The Pharisee, he doesn't qualify for God's race. He's not in God's race. That's extraordinary, isn't it? I heard someone say, why? Why does he not qualify? Such a good question. He thinks he qualifies because he's so good. But do you know, the Bible tells us, and God knows, that really there is no one who is really good. All of us have done loads of things that are wrong. I want us to look at our two t-shirts again. Okay, so look at the two t-shirts. This one looks quite good compared to this one. But that is the cleanest one. That now looks really quite dirty, doesn't it? Yeah. Yes, it is. And sometimes we compare ourselves to other people and we end up saying, well, actually, I'm quite good. That's what the Pharisee was doing. But actually, we are not. And however all the good things we think we, however good we think we are, we've actually all messed up big time. So let's put us in the middle here. Do you know, the Bible says that all of us have ignored God. We've all gone, God, look at the hand. Not interested. We all want to be the ones in charge. We want to do what we want to do, don't we? I mean, I do. Don't know about you, but I think we all do. And none of us want to do what God says. If we think that we can qualify for the race because we're okay and God should be pleased with us because we're good, we're just like the Pharisee and we are disqualified from God's race. If you think, I'm okay with God and I can be in the race because I'm not a bad person, I'm kind, I help people at school, I do good things, etc., etc., then actually, that's not true. Maybe you think, well, I come to church, I come to WizKids, mum and dad are Christians. None of those things qualify you for the race with Jesus. Even people like this man, do you remember this man, or person, whoever they are, that we said that this was the person who knows that Jesus is king. But if they think that it's because of anything that they've done that qualifies for them, then they are not in the race. That man cannot start the race if he thinks like this Pharisee. So what about this tax collector? Let's have another drum roll. Here we are. Here's his envelope. Ready? And he does qualify. Whoa! The tax collector does qualify. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, how does he qualify? I mean, he's really bad. Well, Jesus says the person who can run the race with him is the one that knows that they have done wrong, who says sorry to God and ask him to forgive them. That's a big surprise, isn't it? That's not how we think. And if you or I want to run this amazing race with Jesus, then we have to do what the tax collector did. Jesus said we must be humble. That means not being proud. Not thinking that God should accept me and I should be in the race because I am so good. That's what the Pharisee was doing. Jesus says, no, the Pharisee was proud. The tax collector was humble. he realized he had messed up, and he asked God for forgiveness. And that is the person who qualifies for the race. And that's the same for all of us. If we want to qualify for the race with Jesus, we have to remember that we have done this, and we need to be like the tax collector and ask him to forgive us. Now, do you know, that's great news. Because even though we might not be, we might think we're the last person that Jesus might want in his race. Maybe you think, I know I'm not good. I know I mess up. Well, do you know, that's good news. Because actually, Jesus will forgive you. Here we have a sad man, because that's him just reminding us that we have to be like the tax collector and remember that it's not because of what we've done and not because of the good things we do that we qualify for the race. Now, tomorrow we're going to find out how we qualify. But, do you know, this is really good news, and it shows us how kind God is. God is not saying, right, you've got to get to this standard. You've got to be so good before you can join my race. He says, no, no. All you've got to do is go, I recognize I have done wrong. I've wanted God to shove off and I've ignored him. I've wanted to be the boss. And ask God to forgive you. And he does that because he shows his loving kindness to us. He has shown us more loving kindness than anyone has or ever will show you. So please don't think you're not good enough for Jesus, that you could never qualify, because none of us are good enough and none of us can qualify by what we do. We can only qualify by turning to Jesus like the tax collector. Jesus' love for us means he wants us to see that we're not good enough and that we cannot qualify, but that he can qualify us. So I guess the question is, what would be in our envelope? You see, inside our envelope, and only you will know this, it will either say, does not qualify, or it will say, does qualify. It will say, does not qualify, if you think that the reason you should be in God's race is because you do good. And that will be enough, and what you do. It will only say, does qualify, if you recognize that actually you don't do good, that sometimes we all do wrong, that we have all ignored God. And if we say sorry, then Jesus promises that we can qualify for the race. That's something you can think about in your discussion groups later, isn't it? Have a think about it. Think about what might be in your envelope, about whether you qualify or whether you don't qualify.